Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's daily devotional. It's called Put Them into Practice. The Sermon on the Mount ends with the wise and foolish builders in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. It says this, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." To illustrate this passage with junior high students, each core group is given a cardboard box top, popsicle sticks, paper, scotch tape, and 15 minutes in their groups to build the best house they can. Half of the groups have sand filling the box top as a foundation, and half have a slab of clay. After the allotted time, each group brings their house out to the courtyard in front of the junior high room and sets them down below the walkway of the balcony above. From that upper floor, a hose with a powerful nozzle rains down water on each home. Typically, the sandy foundations get washed out and the clay foundations stand strong. In Jesus' story, both builders build a home and both experience a storm. The difference is in the principles they are built upon. Notice the important thing Jesus emphasizes. Hearing his words and then doing them. Hearing them and then doing them. Next, what you'll hear is a quick summation of all the specific instructions Jesus gives from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Chapter 5. Be glad when persecuted because of your great reward in heaven. Let your light shine so people see your good deeds and praise God. Practice and teach God's commands to be called great in heaven. Be reconciled to people before giving to the Lord. Settle matters quickly with your adversary taking you to court. Make drastic changes to deal with patterns of sin. Stay true to your words and do what you say you will do. Do not fight with evil people. Serve them and share with them. Love your enemies and pray for those that persecute you. Chapter 6, do good deeds in secret, not to impress people. Pray in secret, not to impress people. Pray like this, the Lord's Prayer. Forgive others so you will be forgiven by God. Fast in secret, not to impress people. Store up treasures in heaven, not earth. Decide who you'll live for, God or Black Friday sales. Oops, I mean money. Do not worry about the things of life God will provide. In chapter 7, don't look down on others. Acknowledge your faults. Don't serve or give to impress important people. Ask God for good gifts. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Enter and walk the narrow gate and road that many are not treading. It leads to life. Watch out for false prophets. Their deeds will reveal their hearts. And hear my words and do them. This list leaves out some principles from the Sermon on the Mount, like the parts about anger and adultery. In those places, he describes a consequence but doesn't give a specific instruction. The list that was just read is all of Jesus' specific instructions from chapters 5 through 7. Now, trusting these principles makes a solid foundation, solid enough to withstand the storms of life. Please don't just hear them. Put them into practice. I pray that will be true for me and true for you. Thank you for considering. This is John Riley, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.